This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
All right, let's go to Jackson, Mississippi now, George, where Shay joins us. Shay, how can we help?
Hi. I'm happy you took my call. I just have a question about what I should do as far as my career. Okay. I've been in the same job for about 22 years. I'm 46 years old. There's really no, in this position, no room for advancement at this point. Okay. So I'm trying to just see, should I try to get a second job? Should I change careers? I don't know what to do at this point. Stage.
Yeah. Well, have you been doing?
As far when
your
you
career.
Say what have I been?
What industry are you in?
Hospital.
Okay. So are you a nurse? Support?
No. Okay. Just okay. Office. Yeah.
Office. Okay. And so you've hit a lid. So the first question I have when you say I have no advancement opportunities, if you were in a different hospital, different system, whatever, and you had opportunities to advance. Would you be calling me or would you be advancing?
No. I would be advancing.
Interesting. So see, that to me is the great equalizer. That's what we need to be focusing. So is it really a new career or is it a different place? To the point that would you, when I say this, I want you to tell me how this feels. Are you doing the right thing in the wrong place?
See, that is another thing where I really don't know. Yeah. What I do it with, it may be because I've done it for so long I do it with ease.
So what would be up the ladder for you? What would advancement be? Give me a position or a title that you're aware of that you can't get to where you are currently.
Probably director of a department.
Yeah. Do you love leading people? The concept, at least, the idea of like leading and serving people?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's a leadership position. And so that's, you know, if you want to lead people, that's not just exclusive to the health industry.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So let's have some fun really quick, because I think you have some ideas, but you're afraid to say it because it's like, how do I get there? Do I need education? So let's have some fun just for a moment. And I want you to answer this question with your heart, not your head. You got it?
Okay.
All right. First thing that comes to the top of your mind, and we're going to let our heart just say it. We don't cancel anything out. If you could try anything tomorrow, you knew you could not fail, but you didn't have to commit to it for the rest of your working life, what would you do? Say it. Because while I said that, your brain was running. What came to your mind? Say it.
Wellness coaching.
Wellness coaching. Interesting. So here's what I think. I think you need to go do your homework on what it takes to get qualified to be a wellness coach. How much can a wellness coach make? Where would a wellness coach work? Could they work for somebody else? Or is it a cell phone business? That's the homework that I want you to do. Now, when you get the homework on that, you see what it's going to take. Then ask yourself, if I changed positions in a different hospital system and moved up and made more money in that day job leading people, well, could I then get qualified faster and start my wellness coaching on the side? Shay, that's what you need to be looking into, and you need to figure out how to get there, because that's what she wants to do, George.
Absolutely. And it's amazing how just digging in with a few questions can change everything.
Well, you got to take away all the limits. Then the answer pops right to the top of her heart. She didn't want to say it, but then she said it. Good stuff. Shay, thank you for the call.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.